Hi, I'm Anurag Wagh. Let's move to chapter 11, the life of an account planner. Now, why do we need an account planner? Because the marketing plus creative teams are not always real users of the product. Tom and Jim and T, for example. Now, why do we need an account planner? Marketing plus creative teams are not always real users of the product. Tom and Jim and T example. The account planner is the consumer's representative inside the agency. This is how we talk about, what the consumer is going through, what they're feeling, what do they want. So the account planner is actually that person inside the agency. This brings consumer attitudes, needs, and reactions into every stage of advertising. This works as a fully integrated member of the account team, not just a one-off researcher. An account planner needs to be involved with strategy, creative development, pre-testing, and tracking brand performance. Now, how account planning adds value? It's by improving integration and teamwork between the client, creative, and media teams. This brings deeper understanding of purchase decisions and brand consumer relationships. They also help win new business by showing a disciplined, insight-led approach, a critical insight about how a certain campaign worked, which led to sales. The account planner can bring it up in a pitch presentation and say that if we go down this route, we know that this has worked before, so there is a level of guarantee that we have that there will be return on ad spend. An account planner will define sharper focus strategies based on real consumer insight. They stimulate better creative work and help sell the ads by explaining how they work. What are the characteristics of a good account planner? They should be passionate about creativity and the advertising process. Should have an intuitive curiosity about people and how consumers really live and decide. They should be strong at interpreting research and data, equal qualitative, quantitative, and digital tools. They should be an inspiring communicator so that they can simplify the language inside the brand campaign, keeping the end consumer in mind. They should be observant, critical, and social. Now, one has to be aware of the culture, body language, and hidden cues of certain consumers, especially when they are experiencing the product or there is a test group during the testing phase for the certain product in case of having an advertising research study group. The core role of the account planner is to represent the consumer's voice throughout the advertising process. This ensures that ads reflect real consumer needs, attitudes, and interpretations. They should be able to guide the creative team to produce meaningful and profitable communication. They should be able to balance insight plus action by shaping both strategy and execution. Because once these things are taken care of by the account planner, it really makes the life of the creative much easier because the data has come through a very singular channel who has put themselves in place of the end consumer. So the creative knows now how to talk to that person, what is the language, what is the build-up, should we use a regional language here, what level of Hindi or English we should use, or should it just be English? All these kind of factors come into place once there is balance, insight, and action by shaping both strategy and execution. Should work continuously to understand the changing consumer mindset. What are the skills needed for effective planning? There should be analysis, logic, insight, and synthesis to shape advertising objectives. One has to select plus evaluate research using qualitative and quantitative along with digital tools. They should translate into stimulating inputs that spark creative thinking. They should draw from psychology, sociology, anthropology, and much more for deeper insight. They require a strong data literacy, dashboards, analytics, social listening to be able to look at a lot of numbers and come to a certain conclusion about a certain campaign or about certain research. The multi-stage role of a planner. At the researcher stage, a planner is interpreting consumer behavior just beyond the raw data. Then the research designer to conduct surveys, interviews, and focus groups. As a data analyst, one has to review consumer markets, economic data for strategy, insight communicator simplifying data for creatives and clients. As a creative brief writer, authors the single-minded actionable brief. Let's look at the strategic and creative responsibilities of an account planner. He acts as a sole problem solver, identifying gaps and opportunities in the communication should represent the consumer's worldview and cultural context to creatives, should ensure that the ads are relevant, targeted, and effective for the right audience. They should be able to shape strategy development through insights, positioning, and propositions. Then should be able to guide the creative development, testing the first cuts, and refining the direction of where the ad or the communication needs to go. Should support the approval stage with evidence of why the ad will work along with the client. Post campaign and ongoing responsibilities. They should be able to track brand progress using KPIs, digital analytics. This is like an important part nowadays that we've been coming to over and over again. They should be able to use insights to refine the next cycle of strategy and creative work. They should be able to maintain a one-stop point of knowledge on brand, category, and consumer, and should be able to ensure that the brand stays aligned with the consumer expectations and culture, because they are thinking like the consumer. So no better person than an account planner to make sure that the brand stays aligned. So they should be able to evaluate, did the creative work? Did consumers respond? Was it unique? Now, the day to life of an account planner, they should be able to work with clients to define business problems and opportunities. They should be able to analyze demographics like market data, culture, and competitor activity. They should be able to commission and run research. Identifying the angle or insight of a certain piece of information, raw data, or even research point is important, because it can be turned into an advertising idea. They should be able to create clear briefs and present insights to creative teams and clients, and evaluate campaign effectiveness, and should be able to evaluate campaign effectiveness using both sales plus digital metrics. What are the planner's roles with client and creative teams? They should be able to bring strong relationships based on trust, clarity, and insight. They should be able to align agency outputs with client goals, consumer needs, and marketing realities. They should be able to help creatives understanding consumers beyond just demographics, and should be able to guide the team with single-minded direction and cultural sensitivity. Now, they should be able to, most importantly also, the planners should be able to bring creativity plus effectiveness together. This is the key mark of planning success. Now, let's see why planners need a toolbox. Effectiveness here depends on both skill and tools, because they're used to gather and interpret insights. Tools balance creativity plus evidence and intuition plus measurable outcomes. They help planners to understand consumer motivations, behavior, and cultural shifts. Because what happens here is, then they are able to ensure that strategies are data-backed, focused, and aligned with real needs. They prevent reliance on assumption or vanity metrics. Research tools. What are the tools available to your content planner? Focus groups in terms of qualitative tools, depth interviews, ethnography, reveal emotions and motivations. These tools help us, research tools help us to uncover why people buy and what brands mean to them. What are the quantitative tools? These are the surveys, profiling, statistical analysis. They identify the patterns and benchmarks. They are able to provide numerical evidence on usage, preferences, and price sensitivity. Together, they give both depth and scale to consumer understanding. Let's look at strategic and digital tools. Brand communication models, perceptual maps, brand personality scales, and journey maps. The creative brief template, how to convert insights into clear directions for creatives. Digital analytics tools, Google Analytics. Digital analytics tool, Google Analytics, Meta Ads Manager, etc. for real-time KPIs. The social listening and trend tools like Brand Watch, Meltwater, Sprinklr for cultural insights. Then CDPs and CRMs like Salesforce, HubSpot for segmentation and personalized strategies. Now let's take a look at the very important visualization tools and the importance of the toolbox. Visualization tools and importance of the toolbox. Here are some visualization tools. Tableau, Power BI, these are infographics that convert complex data into simple visuals. They enable planners to communicate insights persuasively to clients and to creatives. Now, why this matters? It is because the balances of qualitative insights happens with why it matters, because it balances qualitative insight with quantitative proof. This helps track both short-term performance and long-term brand health. This keeps planners aligned with fast-changing digital behavior, and it builds trust by presenting clear, actionable insight and not just opinion. How an account planner approaches a project? Every project is unique, but the planner follows a system. How an account planner approaches a project? Every project is unique, but the planner follows a systematic insight-led progress. It balances business goals, consumer truths, creative opportunity, and measurability. This ensures assumptions are tested and every brief has a solid research foundation. This approach is cyclical. They understand insight, action, and value. This approach is cyclical. Understand insight, action, and evaluation. Here are key steps in the planner's approach. It is to understand the problem, review client brief, challenges, objectives, and budget. Segment the consumer, identify who they are, how they live, and how they decide. They generate insights, uncover unmet needs and emotional triggers. They also help to understand and brand the product. They clarify USP, positioning, and they also help to understand brand and product. Clarify USP, positioning, and fit within its category. Here are key steps in the planner's approach: to write a creative brief, align the stakeholders, and guide creative direction. Monitor and refine, track reactions and metrics, optimize direction mid-campaign. The concern areas that are in account planning: data overload, the risk of using irrelevant or misleading data without prior filtering. Then to ignore past learnings, weak strategies when they emerge when planners ignore past learnings. Weak strategies emerge when planners skip brand history. If they think that, okay, now I'm into the game, I've taken over a certain brand, but they have not done the research about the brand and its activity in the past, this can really impact your strategy. Now, balancing the client versus the consumer. It is very important for them to align aggressive business goals with real consumer needs. It is to stay consumer driven. The insights and verbatims, they matter way more than numbers alone. You know, message clarity. Over complex messages get lost in advertising clutter. So these are the concern areas in account planning. Now let's talk about some additional pitfalls and how planners should avoid them. First of all, action orientation. Plans must translate into clear, updated action steps. This is to ensure measurability. Select a few meaningful KPIs, not an overwhelming list. You know, maintaining simplicity, focus on one sharp message, not multiple scattered claims. You know, to avoid strategic drift, keep the campaign aligned with the brief throughout the execution. Then a balance intuition plus analytics, blend human insight with data-driven evidence. Now, why agency structure must change with account planning? This is so that, you know, incorporating planning means that the agency cannot operate traditionally. Planners act as the voice of the consumer This distinct them from the creative ideators. Creative teams now work with consumer context, you know, from the start and not after ideation. This is so that, you know, there is a certain process that's set in place to make sure that there are no changes or nothing goes wrong in the future and there is something to fall back on. You know, planners research, test, evaluate ads before and after production. This introduces more discipline. Projects are monitored continuously for relevance and for impact. Now, how planning changes the creative development process? Let's take a look at this. Creative briefs, they become the organizing backbone of campaigns. Briefs must be simple, inspiring, and informal to spark creative triggers. That means if the brief is very generic, like we need this, we need that, this is what we should do, this is what we should not do, and it does not have any very integral deep insight, then the creative team kind of falls flat and the creative work will look flat. Planners should ensure that ads are consumer relevant, insight driven, and strategically sound. One has to make sure that the integrated teams emerge, planners collaborate with digital media and data analysts. We also have to understand that agency has shifted from intuition driven work to insights, analytics, and creativity. What are the skills, the roles, and recruitments in modern agencies? agencies must hire skilled planners, not reshuffle unsuitable staff. The typical employers are advertising agencies, media agencies, consumer-focused companies. You know, preferred qualifications are journalism, psychology, marketing, media, and business. The required skills are interpersonal communication, presentation, teamwork, creativity, and logic. Planners must be data literate. Analytics, dashboards, CRM tools, and social listening should be used. Now, what are the expected changes in account planning? Planners move beyond insight. They become growth drivers and business partners. They are now central to digital transformation because they also make sure that the strategy is performance oriented. You know, they must navigate media fragmentation fast, and they should make sure that the random digital consumption is taken care of. You know, consumer loyalty is declining now. Planners need flexibility, real-time strategy. Traditional research cycles are too slow nowadays. Planners, they use algorithmic signals plus live data. Now, what is an account planner as a consumer advocate? We've spoken a lot about how the account planner is the voice of the consumer. So let's see how the account planner is active so that he can advocate what the consumer is feeling and what the consumer where he stands. Okay. So first, it nurtures the relationship between the consumer and the brand. It assures that the advertising is relevant to the target audience and brings a wealth of information to the planning process. Changing consumer behavior and targeting. Now, brands, they need to create movements, experiences, debates, not just USP. We also see that planners must track the cultural shifts and evolving behaviors in real time. Let's take an example, using streaming patterns to estimate sleep time instead of surveys. They should be able to target groups that are moving from broad, macro, to precise micro segmentation. Now, hyper targeting enables sharper relevance. Now, we have to understand that hyper targeting enables sharper relevance. Example, second trimester moms instead of new moms. Thank you.